This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you surprised that every state saw a drop in life expectancy starting in 2020? Why is that? We'll talk about it. Plus, speaking of lives on the line, thanks to an incredible flood that slammed into Dallas and is headed for some other areas where they're getting some rough rain. 15 million under the threat of flooding. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope you had a great weekend as many are still drying out. Some of us feel fortunate to be in a dry climate. It's been a wild summer, and it continues with what happened in Dallas. One dead, hundreds of car crashes, flights canceled at DFW and surrounding airports. 3 months worth of rain, that's the best way to describe it, fell in Dallas. At one point, more than 5 inches an hour. So you just have to think about being even in your home and what would 5 inches of rain an hour, within an hour, do. And there were people that were on the streets. There were people that were in downtown Dallas where it was just a flood. So the person that died was a 6-year-old woman who was killed when her car was swept away by floodwaters. And Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins, of course, announced on Twitter not only that death, but just that, you know, it's a state of emergency pretty much in Dallas. They saw 15.16 inches of rain. They call it a 1-in-1,000-year flood during an average summer. To really put this in perspective, Dallas sees a total average summer, a total of 8 inches of rain. So there were lots and lots of rescues all over the place because of this. The high water calls off the charts. At one point, Dallas Fire and Rescue responded to like 186 high water incidents and 314 car crashes. So there's no question a state of disaster in that county, in Dallas County, absolutely, and surrounding areas. So the current was a part of it too, because the current's so strong, it goes past your house, some of these houses, and it was the scary thing is that people worried that they were going to get washed away. Luckily, a lot of people stayed inside, and crews were cleaning up crashes, and the roads were just incredibly dangerous and covered with debris. Now, there was warning about this. You know, there was probably 3 or 4 days ahead of this that this is going to be this flood. Look what's being predicted. The forecasters did a great job of that. And once it started to fall, you know, the people don't pay attention, or you're not thinking, okay, so we're going to get some terrible rain. I'm going to beat that rain. I'm going to get to wherever I'm going to get to. But when it's coming at you that quickly, it's very, very tough, let's face it, to beat it back. So it's going to be about cleanup in that area. And the people of Kentucky certainly know, but there was much more loss of life in those areas. But what was particularly really scary is for anybody who had creeks or rivers or any of that in their backyards or near where they live, because, of course, they overflowed. And that's what caused even more problems for many, many of the people there. Headed to Louisiana, headed to parts of Mississippi, getting the same thing. And our friends listening in Arizona and Utah and in the Southwest understand, because you get these terrible monsoons, and the monsoons lately have been worse than ever. And same thing, you have these areas that have these bodies of water, and that overflows, and it makes the impact doubly deadly, I guess is the way to put that. All right, we're never going to be through this whole document FBI raid, I feel it, of the former president, the Mar-a-Lago residence, right? There was this for six years they've been talking about what was going on there, and before even leaving office, right? But forget about that. Now you could talk about documents, what's classified, what is in the documents. And the New York Times says, well, Trump had 300 classified documents at the Florida house. But they went in several times to get documents, I thought, right? And then this August 8th raid was the one that really put the antenna up of a lot of people. And in the report, supposedly there was 150 documents marked as classified. And what's in it? So that's led to the push to have that affidavit unveiled. And that's why so many media agencies really, I think, trumpeted by the, so to speak, you like that word, by the Washington Post to find out, okay, well, what's in this warrant? And a Florida judge who signed off on the search warrant ruled last week that parts of the affidavit are going to be made available to the public, but the government can offer some suggestions as what they want redacted. But I think that's going to be wide open. But when I say wide open, it might be really filled with dark marks. You know, when they redact things where you can barely read it. And we went to the other room. Like, it won't make any sense. It'll be like you're reading and you've missed five different paragraphs. But we'll see. Maybe something will come out of this affidavit and there'll be more that will be known as to what happened, as why were they so aggressive in getting the warrant and then removing the stuff from Mar-a-Lago when they had gone in twice. That's what's confusing. So then the president bounces back with this puppy this week that they're asking for a special master who would, and this is again going into the courts because it's been filed as to ask for a special master. What is a special master? They would comb through the items in the raid. Ooh, pick me. Somebody in the legal realm. And they return anything that's not relevant to the ongoing investigation. So if that's approved, then you're going to get a special master involved in this. Now, part of the reason I think that it makes sense why Trump would put his lawyers on this, because of the passport deal. They took the passports, like three passports, two were expired, and then they were returned. So they were taken on the 8th, and then they returned a week later. And that was part of the grab and go. So, you know, what else was in that? It would be so interesting to be the special master, I think, and go through that. And what would they would, because they would know everything. They would know whatever it is in there. So whoever that special master is, we'll see if that gets approved. But I bet you that it does get the seal of approval. So there's still more to be untangled here. This is nothing new. There's more that's going to be untangled. And what we'll end up finding out, or what we won't find out, it's just the same. It's the same thing of, was it a blunder? Was it an overreach? Was there, what else was in the documents? Was, you know, what is the scoop on that whole thing, right? And then there is the story of the three Arkansas officers identified in a viral video, because everything's video now, of this violent arrest. And they were seen over the weekend in this online vid. I saw it showing them punching and kicking a suspect. He's on the ground outside of a convenience store. Now, he spit on a clerk and was being aggressive toward the clerk. They responded, and as they responded, they were kicking, hitting him. He's on the ground, all of that. The suspect was seen being beaten in, you know, what appeared to be really an over-the-top takedown. So they're all, at this point, on paid administrative leave. We'll see if there's any charges following that roughhousing. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Rediscovering the wisdom of human nature, how civilization destroys happiness. Chet, thanks for joining us. And boy, that title pretty much nails it, says it all. And I know you and I talked off the air about this, and you have such an interesting message. Tell everybody why you wrote this book. What drove you to write this?
Well, the special circumstances that caused me to stumble upon this. I sort of stumbled upon it. For the first 43 years of my life, I suffered from severe attention deficit disorder. And at the age of 43, my then wife figured out what was wrong because they'd given my son Ritalin and she saw how it had changed him. And so I was probably one of the first adults to be treated with Ritalin. At the age of 43, and I saw reality. Life made sense to me for the first time. Up until then, my life had sort of been a series of surrealistic horrors. But all of a sudden, my life made sense, and so I started writing on medically treating the brain, so other people could experience what I had experienced. Well, by profession, I'm an electronics engineer. So when I got to thinking about the brain, I looked at it from system control theory to try to figure out what the brain's purpose is. And it wasn't long before my subject changed from brain dysfunction to cultural dysfunction. I think most of the emotional problems that people are having in this world today are because we're living in a world that we don't emotionally understand. We depend on monetary and legal systems to survive, and that has severed our emotional connections to one another. And we're in pain because we're not being true to ourselves. We're being true to systems of authority.
Yeah, you talk about in the book, you say civilization wants us to follow a totally different recipe, one that keeps telling us to ignore what we feel and act otherwise. But in your book, you talk about what is it that we need to be fulfilled, happy? What can we do? So what do you tell people about that? What do you tell people that how they can make a tweak, how they can make a difference when they're struggling with depression and everything else in between?
The only thing I can tell people at the moment is it's not your fault.
Yeah.
Your circumstances are what the problem is, not you, and it's not the people around you. We're all suffering because we have no brothers and sisters. I don't mean biologically. I mean people that we're trusting our lives to. We're trusting our lives to monetary and legal systems. And that is just we are social primates by heritage. And throughout evolution, all of our predecessors and even the first 200,000 years that Homo sapiens lived on this planet, we trusted our lives to our brothers and sisters. And so we loved them unconditionally. We now love money unconditionally. Because not because we're bad or evil, it's because we're depending on it to survive. So our love, and so we exist without a really only connection to life, and that's our love for the people around us and their love for us.
What do you hope people take away from reading Rediscovering the Wisdom of Human Nature, How Civilization Destroys Happiness? What do you hope they take away from reading
the
book?
Well, there's no plan in the book about how to form brotherhoods and sisterhoods. That has to be managed by our innate wisdom, by our instincts. But I'm hoping to give people a new perspective on life in which they will understand the importance of being true to their feelings instead of plans and dreams and designs on the future. Because we are like all other animals. We were born, came into the world expecting to live in the moment. We came into the world expecting that our feelings were ample justification for our behavior. But here we have to live in denial of how we feel large portions of our lives in order to physically survive. And that, in a sense, has turned us against our own nature, against the nature of the people around us, and in essence, against the forces of evolution itself. So the idea isn't to tell people what to do. We came born with the instincts and wisdom to know what to do to celebrate life and enable for life to flourish on this planet. But we have to understand that all the promises of centralized systems of authorities are ultimately turn out to be illusions. And we must, in other words, life revolves around the needs of the species, not around our personal needs. Only by being true to the needs of the species, which our feelings tell us how to do that, does our life take on meaning, and do we feel part of life? Right now, we feel separated from life, each of us out here alone, trying to make it on our own, and that is the worst emotional situation that you could ever put a social species in, the member of a social species in.
Boy, isn't that true? So powerful. The website is spiritualfreedompress.com. Chet Shoup, again, the book is Rediscovering the Wisdom of Human Nature, How Civilization Destroys Happiness. You can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me.
Wow, you think about that. It's such an interesting topic, and it's so much of the daily, it's what I call the daily grind. What is behind your daily grind, and where, you know, where is it taking you? And he really, really, really examines that, question. So we've been talking about the housing market, speaking of the grind and what's happening to people where they're paying much more for rent in so many big cities and even small suburbs and even some rural areas, and getting a house now, how much more it costs with the interest rates and the concern that it's going to be, the feds are going to raise it again, and you know, how is that pulling us down into inflation? And it's interesting. I saw a poll by Consumer Reports, and they said, well, you know what? You get the house. Let's say you get the house. What about maintenance and renovations? So when money's tight, are people worried about renovations and maintenance? And apparently, there, it depends on the generation. And I guess Gen Z did more outdoor chores twice as fast as older generations, according to this poll. Not surprised. Did they do it better? That's what I want to know. And it's, they say the reason could be because the generation is younger, or they're physically able to complete the outdoor tasks. Duh. Or, you know, it might also be because they're familiar with digital research and outsourcing the kind of work that they can get through apps. So maybe it's not that they're doing all this deep cleaning, but that they're hiring people and they're getting the best rate that they can possibly get. But here's the reason I brought this up, because we're talking about houses and we're talking about selling houses, and what is it all wrapped into with inflation and the interest rates and the big housing boom we just had, the insanity. And in this survey, indoor and outdoor maintenance cost the average American homeowner, ready, drum roll, and again, average American homeowner, $280 a month or $3,360 a year. This is when barter comes into play. This is when people who know people who know people who know people, you know, I know I'm a plumber. I'll fix your toilet. I'll do this. You do this for me. You help me with the roof. That's the best. Barter is the best when you can barter home repairs. $280 a month, over $3,000 a year. And that's on the cheaper side. Just telling you. Coming up, odds and ends with me, plus Man Cave to cap it all off.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
It's official. Attorneys for former President Trump have asked a federal judge to prevent the FBI from continuing to review documents the agency recovered from his Florida estate, at least until a neutral special master can be appointed. A member of his legal team had signaled late last week that the court action was coming. Federal investigators executed a search warrant on Mar-a-Lago earlier this month, seeking to recover classified documents that were supposed to stay in Washington when he left office. Trump said he declassified all of the documents, but experts say Trump can't just unilaterally make that proclamation. The nation's top infectious disease expert will lead the federal government in December. Dr. Anthony Fauci became a household name in the last couple of years and the subject of partisan attacks due to guidance he gave to navigate the COVID-19 pandemic. The 81-year-old is stepping down after 5 decades in public service. This is USA Radio News. Ford took it on the chin as Wall Street opened after the carmaker lost one of the largest verdicts in the U.S. so far this year.
Ford Motor Company shares dropped 5% in early morning trading Monday following a $1.7 billion jury verdict that blames inadequate roof strength that caused the death of two people in Georgia. An estimated 5.2 million Ford trucks have these weak roofs that provide virtually no protection in a rollover, the verdict claims. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The largest ever economic development project in the Buckeye State has a big challenge: how to find 7,000 construction workers amid a national shortage of tradespeople. That project, a $20 billion semiconductor plant near Columbus, Ohio, that will employ 3,000 people with an average salary of $135,000. Before we even get that far, the 1,000-acre site still must be leveled and the factory built. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Time for a little odds and ends. Topping what I say is odds and ends is, wow, now we're going in the opposite direction when it comes to home prices. You know, I say this show is about what you and I talk about, the majority of our conversations in our backyard. I'm sorry, every place I've lived, everybody who owns a home is talking about the boom that happened in real estate. Should they sell? Should they not sell? They wanted to buy. They wanted to move. They couldn't move. You know, I could give you the flavors of the real estate market from A to Z. So 21% of home sellers dropped their asking prices in July. That's the highest share since Redfin actually started tracking that metric over 10, 11 years ago. The shares of homes with price drops in July compared to 1 year ago increased in 94, check this out, of 97 metro areas. I can tell you in the Tampa-St. Pete area, that's happened. I can tell you in the Dallas area, that's happened. I can tell you that there are many places where we're seeing that. So individual home sellers and builders dropped the prices because they had these crazy unrealistic expectations of both the price and the timelines. They priced too high because there's neighbors' homes sold for a crazy price a few months before that, and they expected they were going to get multiple offers, and they didn't, and that's what started to happen because of what? The rates. The rates went up, so the 30-year mortgages were higher. That changed everything. I mean, everything. So falling home prices are definitely not near the bottom at this point. And I don't think it's every market, by the way. I'm going to give you some examples. So in our listening audience, 50%, home cuts above 50% included Tacoma, Washington, Tampa, Florida, Sacramento, California, Indianapolis, Phoenix, all had showings of that type. It doesn't mean every home, but it means that, you know, look,
prospective home buyers were sidelined because they couldn't afford it. They were priced out of the market, and that's what led to it. But the bottom is still a way off, and I really, really, really think that. Let's see what happens when we start seeing another cut. Let's see what happens with home prices. And it's certainly the time of year where it cools off too, because, you know, the spring and early summer are huge times for purchasing homes, selling homes. That also makes a little bit of a difference, but most of it is the numbers game. Let's face it, that's what it is. It is the numbers game. I love this story that I read, this thing in the Wall Street Journal about how you could improve your memory by zapping your brain. At least this one study says it's possible. You know, I've been doing the Wordle thing, the New York Times Wordle deal, where you come up with a five-letter word and then you have six tries at it. And I am proud to say I'm at 95%. Don't ask me how long some days it takes me to do it. Because I don't do word games, and I decided I better do something besides zap my brain. So seriously, this thing that was published in the Nature Neuroscience, in the Journal of Nature Neuroscience, says that electrical stimulation of the brain is a potential tool for enhancing memory, and it's a growing field of research. They're doing all kinds of experiments, and they're starting to see some really interesting results that this could be something that could boost memory in healthy older adults, at least in the short term. Right, that whole thing of, I don't know where my glasses are, I can't find my keys, and you're looking for things, and or your parents are looking for things, or your friends are looking for things, or whatever it might be, whatever age group you're in. I mean, look, some of the youngest friends I have can't find half of their stuff. So I think it's a problem. I think it's a problem also because of technology. We're such slaves to technology, and we're so used to putting things, like, I have to admit, I mean, I write notes in my phone. What happens if I lose my phone? Where did I think I put things in safe places, but have you ever done this? You think you have created this new safe place, you cleaned up some area, and then you forget that that's the safe place. I mean, you know, that's the problem. But it is interesting for older people that I think that's pretty hopeful. Let's see how the rest of the study buzzes out, but so far so good anyway. All right, something else that I came across that I thought was really, really interesting to me. You know, we're talking about psychedelics. You keep seeing stories about psychedelics. I keep seeing things for marijuana, dispensaries, etc. And now I'm happen to see this thing that what's really big is weed drinks. Weed drinks. So recreational marijuana is becoming legal in a lot of states. Cannabis-infused mocktails, seltzers, and alcohol-free wines are seriously hitting the market. I thought somebody was kidding me when they showed me it, but it's not the beverages that contain small doses of CBD. There's a compound found in marijuana and hemp that doesn't get you high, which have been trending for the last decade, right? Of course, we know that, CBD. Marijuana drinks are made with THC. That's the substance in cannabis, and customers seem to be willing to try them. Doctors and cannabis researchers say marijuana beverages come with their own set of risks and a long list of questions for these weed drinks that are starting to pop up all over the place. Pabst, known for Blue Ribbon beer, they sell lemon-flavored high seltzer. It's a canned, seriously, cannabis drink, and it promises a different kind of buzz. The cannabis beverage company Can calls it carbonated cocktails, social tonics, and it sells roadies, cannabis-infused drink mix in ready-to-go foil packets. There's also Rebel Coast, a California-based winemaker. They make cans of alcohol-free sparkling wine infused with 10 milligrams of THC. Right? So now they're talking about hangover-free, no calories, makes you feel focused, balanced, relaxed, is what one of them says. And one cannabis beverage company is saying pairing the drinks with a spa day. Wow. But here's the thing. How do you consume them? What's the best way to consume them? And what kind of an impact would it have on your brain? What kind of an impact would it have on your body? It's very different than some of the other forms of taking marijuana that are out there in places where you can recreationally use them is very different in talking about drinking them. You know, it's kind of the Wild West. And that's exactly what I think. It's the Wild West because how you react, I think how people react to marijuana is probably different across the board. Look, in large quantities, THC can even trigger psychosis in some people. Schizophrenia in rare instances. I don't know much about that. I saw a psychiatrist talking about it from New York City who was saying we'd be stupid to think it's, you know, foolish, stupid, whatever, to think it's benign because it's not benign. I think people don't know enough about the drinks. So that's the thing. But I gotta say, good on the people who are trying to make this work. Weed drinks, the buzzy alcohol substitute? Wow. We have come a long way, haven't we? And then there's plenty of states that do not legally approve recreational marijuana. But more and more states are. So, you know, that's part of the big difference. This story was floating around. In fact, it was part of a news quiz that someone sent to me last week. But how about the story about Galileo's manuscript, that this is a treasure, that with his telescope, Galileo gazed up at the sky in 1610 and he spotted several bright objects around Jupiter and spent weeks plotting how they changed positions each night. When he sketched out how he imagined those moving objects would look to someone above Jupiter, he realized they were moons. So it was the first time in history that someone had documented a celestial body orbiting a planet that wasn't Earth. And for nearly a century, check this out, the University of Michigan boasted Galileo's Jupiter sketch, saying it was one of their greatest treasures, one of their jewels. It's a single leaf manuscript. That's what they say. It's in the library at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. You know, and say it's just a pivotal moment. But check it out. Then in May, a university curator got an email from a professor of history at Georgia State University who said, "Look, I got doubts about this authenticity of Galileo's manuscript. I just don't see it, that I've got compelling evidence." And so they reexamined what they had. And turns out, you ready for this? It was a fake. It wasn't written in the 1600s by the father of modern astronomy, but more than 300 years later by a forger. So luckily, Professor Wilding at Georgia State University was smart enough to see this, investigate it, and he let Michigan know, "Hey, excuse me, but this is not a gem. It's a forgery." I looked at this manuscript and it looks like gobbledygook to me, but I understand where the planets, what the planet is and what he was pointing to. And this popped up on the radar in 1934. There was an auction house that was selling the library of a wealthy collector of books and manuscripts. And that's where this came from, that this was part of this. This was a Galileo letter, and it was in his personal collection. That's where it popped out of. But now that they've gone through it and they've looked at it and he had all this evidence, you know, a watermark on the paper that was BMO, a reference to the Italian city of Bergamo, suggesting it was far newer than experts had thought. No other document with that watermark predates 1770. Ding, ding, ding. More than 150 years after Galileo had supposedly written the manuscript charting Jupiter's moons. So just a forgery. Good on him for calling them out. And now they know that it's not the gem that they thought it was. It's just an interesting story, that's for sure. All right, hang with us. Coming up next on the flip side, we're going to the man cave.
Ever
feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's time to
invade the man cave.
So here we are in the man cave, and one of the big stories is Tom Brady. Tom Brady just had a hiatus. He came back to training camp for the Buccaneers. Apparently, he said he had some personal things he had to deal with, and one of the things he had to deal with was a vacation in the Bahamas with his family. I mean, listen, should the Super Bowl champion get a break, give him a break, right? He took an 11-day hiatus. You know, it's not uncommon for players to dip out of training camp in the preseason. So the personal reasons umbrella was probably a smart thing, although people started put up conspiracy theories as to why he wasn't there, because he didn't have any kind of a medical emergency, and there was all kinds of speculation. Would he decide to retire again? You know, what was it? You know, why is he doing this now? And that there was nothing to it. It was pretty much the where's Brady, where's Waldo deal, and this could be his final run. I mean, he's 45. It could be his final run. Who knows? The Buccaneers are one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl. Their odds are the best. They have the best odds in the NFC. And that stems from having Tom Brady. Think about where they were last year. Could have made it back there last year. So close. But it's so interesting because then a story comes out, thanks to his pal Rob Gronkowski, that there's the story that they both almost went to the Raiders. So with Tom Brady going back to practice in Tampa, then that story comes out last week. UFC President Dana White dropped that bomb over the weekend when he revealed that Brady was going to the Raiders. And it was nearly a done deal in 2020 before John Gruden nixed it at the last second, that it was that close. So, look, Mark Davis, the owner, would have to sign off on it. And this is what Mark Davis said. I heard what Dana White had to say. That was 2 to 3 years ago or something. I don't know. Talk to Dana. I remember that Tom Brady went to Tampa. That's basically what I remember. I have no idea. Dana has the stories. That's what he said. So, you know, no details there. White revealed the details of the deal when he joined Rob Gronkowski for an interview during the first ever UFC Gronkcast on Saturday. And it was almost a done deal is what he's saying. And that's the deal, but that Gruden blew it up at the last second, didn't want it, and that was it, and it was crazy. So let's see where this goes, if anywhere. It is surprising, because then you think, well, wait a second, where else were they? And look, Tom Brady was shopping around, I'm certain of it. I mean, why wouldn't he be doing that? Because he wasn't going to be with the Patriots, and there were teams that were interested, of course. And I wouldn't be surprised that they would have been in the mix for him. But it would be nice to know maybe a few more of those details, especially on the heels of what happened with the Miami Dolphins and the tinkering there and avoiding any questions about where you're going to go to the Dolphins, you know, et cetera. I move to the end of training camp because, man, we are getting closer and closer to the regular season. You know, it starts on the 11th, on Thursday night, on September 11th. I mean, here we are whipping through August like nobody's business, and before you know it, we're going to be there. So just people are being named as starters in teams where it's uncertain, like the Panthers named Baker Mayfield as the starting quarterback for week one versus the Cleveland Browns. Doesn't that make for a great setup? Because it ended the speculation, like, okay, it's Baker Mayfield, and he's going to be the starter, boom, against the team that gave him up. And I like this. And so it's going to be Mayfield against Jacoby Brissett. And Mayfield won what the Panthers describe as an open competition against Sam Darnold. That was the deal. That's what we were looking at. And that's not surprising to me either. It seemed logical that they would have probably gone with him unless Darnold was incredible in camp. But different things can happen during the year, and especially with a team like the Panthers. And as we get closer, I'm going to just start to rip through some of these previews starting next week of these NFL teams and just give you the skinny on what I think is going to happen, what the odds are to win the Super Bowl, and remind you that Nail the Score is coming up. We're going to be doing Nail the Score that first week before the Thursday night game. That Tuesday we'll have a Nail the Score, and it'll be our first one in our first hour, last segment. First hour, last segment. A couple of quick NBA notes, because Joey said, Kate, how come you're not talking about LeBron? And I am talking about LeBron. LeBron and the Los Angeles Lakers agreed to a 2-year, $97.1 million extension. It includes a third-year player option. So the extension includes also a 15% trade kicker. It makes him the highest earning player in the NBA with $532 million in guaranteed career money. That surpasses the Brooklyn Nets star Kevin Durant. So he is ineligible for a no trade clause because he agreed on the extension, not a new deal. So it's interesting, the new contract starting salary of $46.7 million, the 15% trade kicker, and his stature makes him a Laker for as long as he chooses. I mean, that's pretty much what that says to me, and it makes sense. I mean, LeBron in LA, you know, with this deal, that he's an 18-time All-Star, it eliminates any kind of concern that he could jump into free agency next summer. Because look, he's almost 38 years old. He still is an all-NBA level player, and he is absolutely the centerpiece, come on, of the Lakers' hopes to try to win more titles. And, you know, they're going to have money still freed up in the salary cap, so that's the key thing. And I'm going to be curious to see what happens when his eldest son, Bronny, who's in his senior year of high school, which will make him NBA draft eligible in 2024. I'll be curious to see what happens there because, look, LeBron James has said over and over again, he would love to team up with his son on an NBA roster before he retires. The Lakers missed the playoffs last year. It was a disappointing season for them. James averaged 30-some points and 8 boards and 6 assists, but he wasn't there for all the games. He was injured, so he played in 56 games, and the Lakers had a, like I said, the Lakers had a disappointing season, but that is a huge, huge, let me say it again, huge contract, right? All right, for all you Heat fans out there, Haslam is back. Yes, indeed, the U-man. He's coming back for his 20th season, 42 years old. You know, I just said LeBron's going to turn 38 in December. He's 42. He decided that he is going to finish what he started. He wanted to play 20 years. And he said he was playing this year because he talked about his father. He said, this is what I wanted to do. This was the goal. It was the same. And he's a beloved member of the Heat organization. So Heat coach Eric Spoelstra has said repeatedly through the years, he has such an impact and presence and leadership day to day. So how about that? You got to think about this, like with the legendary status. It's interesting because I started talking about Tom Brady when we went into the man cave this time around. Haslam joins Kobe Bryant of the Lakers, Dirk Nowitzki of the Mavericks as the only NBA players to play 20 or more seasons for a single franchise. Only 3. And nowadays, it is so rare to have that happen. I mean, incredibly rare. Because usually, they get traded. They want to be moved for a better contract, a better situation. That doesn't happen very often. All right, we're at the point of the season in Major League Baseball where we're almost through those dog days, and everything counts, including who's not on the roster and who's rehabbing. So for the Phillies, All-Star Bryce Harper has started rehab. He started that Tuesday, so he's recovering from a fractured left thumb, so he'll start that on Tuesday, and he'll play with the AAA team. He was off the other day. He's expected to return to the Philly lineup when the Phillies begin a series at Arizona, and they need him. I mean, the way the standings are, and like I said, you know, we're getting through those dog days. We can't really say that anymore. So, like, you look at teams in the American League East, Yankees, 8 games in front of the Rays and the Blue Jays. You look at the AL Central, the Cleveland Guardians have a tight race going on because the Twins are just a game and a half back. The White Sox, 3 games back. The Astros in the West in the American League on top. Mariners closest to them, but they're 11 and a half game back. We jump to the National League. Mets on top. Braves, 4 games behind. Phillies, 12 games behind. And that can change in a hurry with some of these series. Cardinals in the Central on top. Brew Crew only 5 behind them in the West. Dodgers. The West is terrible. Dodgers on top. Padres 18 back. Giants 24 and a half back. Diamondbacks almost 30 games back. And the Rockies 32 games back. I think the Dodgers have a comfortable lead. Don't you think so? All right. Always enjoy the Man Cave. Thanks for listening to the Man Cave and this show. Any thoughts? You can always send them to me, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Make it count, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.